In her nearly 50-year career as a mystery writer, Margaret Miller pioneered the subgenre of psychological suspense. Her best-selling novels were hailed by Agatha Christie and Raymond Chandler. But Miller's restlessness as a writer may have been her undoing. She abandoned two popular detective series in favor of newer forms, fresher challenges. Most of her books are out of print, but a new volume of Miller's pulp stories called The Couple Next Door has just been published. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Call it the case of the lady who's all but vanished. It begins in a small town in Canada in the 1930s. High school classmates from opposite ends of the track meet up again after graduation. His name is Kenneth Miller, hers Margaret Sturm. They fall in love and marry. He begins teaching high school, she has a baby, and is misdiagnosed with a heart ailment, which confines her to bed. To keep from going stir-crazy, she writes a novel, a mystery called The Invisible Worm, that's published in 1941 and introduces one of the first psychoanalyst detectives into the genre. Margaret Miller starts churning out more mystery novels, which attract the notice of such fans as Agatha Christie, W.H. Auden, and Truman Capote. Her books are hailed by discriminating mystery reviewers as humdingers and real socceroos. She'll ultimately be named a Grand Master of the Mystery Writers of America and credited with fashioning the psychological suspense school of mystery fiction, later perfected by Ruth Rendell and Minette Walters. But I'm getting ahead of the case here. During World War II, Kenneth Miller serves in the Navy, while Margaret works at Warner Brothers on a screenplay of one of her novels. Inspired by his wife's success, Kenneth also begins writing mysteries. It takes his work some time to catch on. For the first 20 years or so of their life together, Margaret's literary career far outdistances her husband's. Then the wheel of fortune turns. Kenneth, under his pen name Ross MacDonald, is eventually lauded, along with Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler, as one of the holy trinity of traditional hard-boiled mystery writers. Margaret's reputation begins to slip-slide into its long goodbye. She dies in 1994, and these days, all but a few of her novels are out of print. That's where the Lost Classics series enters into the picture. This small press operation is dedicated to rescuing stories from the crumbling pages of the pulp and slick magazines where they were first published. Lost Classics has just brought out a Margaret Miller volume called The Couple Next Door. It contains two near novella-length stories and four short tales by Miller, and it's edited and introduced by Tom Nolan, author of a widely praised 1999 biography of Ross MacDonald. Nolan aims to trace Miller's development from a writer of comic mysteries to something else, a chronicler of the weird in human nature. His critical reasoning is sound, but unfortunately it means that the kickoff tale here is, to my mind, the weakest. Mind Over Murder, written around 1941, is a stiff-jointed curtsy to Agatha Christie's quarantined island thriller, And Then There Were None. It features Miller's popular series shrink detective, Dr. Paul Pyre, and a cast of zany neurotics, including the requisite nymphomaniac who tells Dr. Pyre that she thinks her trouble is that she's swarming with hormones. All are delivered to a colony for mental hygiene on a remote island in Lake Huron, where the murder victims begin piling up higher than the whodunit cliches. The stories that better serve Miller in this collection are the ones where her gothic sensibility seeps through, those where characters are undone by Promethean ambitions whose consequences they can't control. In McGowney's Miracle, for instance, a foolhardy funeral parlor director believes he's found the key to cheating death. But the story here with the strangest aura is a 1961 tale called The People Across the Canyon. It features a lonely 8-year-old girl named Kathy, whose parents cherish their privacy and their TV shows more than they do her. One evening, Kathy's mother notices the blue light of a TV screen shining from a previously empty house across the canyon. And Kathy, much to her mother's consternation, begins to make friends with the elusive young couple who've moved in. Like Jack Finney's classic story, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The People Across the Canyon is a creeper, whose power derives both from the reality with which it imbues the supernatural, as well as from the way it uses the conventions of the supernatural to talk about everyday horrors, like the loss of loved ones to age, to changing loyalties, and to death. Margaret Miller lost her husband, Ross MacDonald, to the ravages of Alzheimer's in 1983. Until his death, as Nolan demonstrates through letters and anecdotes, the two were a relatively rare phenomenon, a successful literary couple who were each other's biggest fans. It's somehow appropriate that through this collection, Ross MacDonald's latest biographer is the one who's giving Margaret Miller her boost back into the spotlight.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Couple Next Door, a collection of stories by Margaret Miller.